You perhaps are familiar with this verses of Scripture, Hebrews, the fourth chapter, verses 12 and 13. Listen to it. You can even read it when it's in front of you here, but I'll read it to you. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Why do people think it's a good idea to keep their distance from a grizzly bear? Because a grizzly bear is a powerful animal, and one swipe of his paw can just about cut a man in two. Why do we do all we can to keep even the tiniest spark away from a can of gasoline? Because we know that a little bit of spark with a gallon of gasoline makes a huge, tremendous, powerful explosion, does a lot of damage. Why do we do all we can to keep loaded firearms out of the reach of children, little children? Because we know how powerful a bullet can be, and we fear the damage it can do. Now, there are a thousand things we could say about the Bible today. We could talk about how the Word of God is inspired. Oh, it is inspired. And we could talk about the truth of the Holy Scriptures. And we could talk about the accuracy of the Bible in so many ways, especially in describing our human condition. We could talk about how helpful the Bible is to us and showing us this is the right way to go, the best way to do things, and all those kind of things. This is good living, this is bad living. This is reckless, this is helpful. But of all the things that we could see about God's Word today, let's understand one thing that's clearly said in these verses, Hebrews 4, 12, and 13. Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Do you see it? Do you understand it? That the Word of God, if it is anything, it's powerful. Powerful, powerful stuff. And what do we do with powerful things? We handle them carefully. For the Word of God is living and active and what? Sharper than any two-edged sword, in the language of a sharp, powerful object in their day and time. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrows, cuts you right in two. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Do you hear it? This is a warning label. This is the Bible's warning label. It's just like a you know, one of those boxes that's sitting in a construction shed that says, danger, explosives, handle with care. Because it's powerful stuff. Have you ever used a power washer? You know, maybe you even own one of those gas-powered machines that shoots out a jet of water and with a sprayer. Very useful things for cleaning bricks and concrete or the wood on your deck or something like that. Powerful stream of water comes out of those power washers. I'll never forget there was a guy in our church in Danville who was coming to clean the sidewalks for us using a power washer. And as I was talking to him, he said, hey man, if you ever use one of these things, be really, really careful. Don't do it barefoot or wearing sandals. Wear heavy boots or something like that, heavy shoes, and keep it away from your toes, because you let this thing run across your bare feet real close and it will slice your toe off. I thought about that every time I use a power washer. After that, this thing is powerful. Can be a lot of good, but you got to be really careful with it. You know, this is the thing about the Bible. It is powerful. Now, you may say to yourself, it's not for destructive power, is it? The Bible's powerful good force for good in the world, is it not? You're exactly right. That's exactly what it is. For instance, when God spoke to Joshua, as Joshua was about to lead them into the land that God promised to give them, He said, now look, I'm sending you with the scriptures you have. I'm sending you with a book. And here's what God said. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Powerful promise in Joshua 1:8. Good verse of Scripture. The Apostle Paul knew that all the Scriptures that God had given and inspired, he knew their power, and he warned young Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:15. You can read where he said to him, not only be careful in what you say, and how you say it, and how you talk, but be careful on how you handle the Word of God. You ought to be handling accurately the Word of truth, because it's powerful stuff. The power of the Word of God was demonstrated to me when I was a freshman in college. And I got associated with a group of people, young Christians, called the Navigators. Don't know if you've ever heard of the Navigators or not, but they were a really good Christian group that was on campus. And one of the things the Navigators did was they thought the Word of God was extremely, extremely important. And they gave me this thing called a topical memory system. And it was great. You carry around a little packet, something like this, and it's got verses of Scripture on it, one on one side, one on the other card. And you just take out that card and you read it and say it every day until at the end of the week you've memorized two verses of Scripture. Then you go on and memorize some other Scriptures. And those Bible verses that I've memorized have stuck with me ever since. And I can't tell you the number of times that I've quoted those Scriptures, and they've been very, very useful, not only for my own life, to know what's right, wrong, good, and bad, but also to be able to tell other people what God says, not what I say. The power of the Word of God was demonstrated to me with the Navigators, too. One thing that we did together was we would walk around the dorms there at college, and we wanted to tell people about God and His love, and wanted to involve them in a Bible study and invite them. We didn't knock on doors that were closed, but if we found doors that were open, we'd knock and just ask if they had a few minutes, and we'd ask them a few questions. And they were good questions, just trying to find out if we were talking to a believer, and if we were, hey, that was great. And we'd invite them to Bible study. But if we're talking to non-believers or folks who had no clue who God was or what the Bible was or who Jesus is, and we're just trying to find them out and include them in Bible study. Well, we found a lot of different kind of people. Most, I can't remember anybody being hostile to us at all or angry with us. A whole lot of guys were just indifferent or didn't know what we were talking about. But I remember going to knock on one door, and the guy said, yeah, we could come in. They were just sitting around talking. And when the guy I was with asked them if they believed that the Bible was the Word of God, they both looked at each other and said, no, they really didn't believe the Bible was the Word of God. It wasn't. Again, they weren't angry or hostile. It was just a matter of fact. Didn't think it was the Word of God. And yet, I noticed something very interesting. As we talked to them and as we had conversation, whenever we would share a verse of Scripture with them, we'd just say, well, you know, the Bible says, and then we'd tell them what the Bible says. Something happened. I mean, they didn't argue with it. They listened to it. They were kind of stymied by it. It was like, well, gee, that must be the way it is then. And you could see them thinking about it, and you could see it start to sink in a little bit. And they were starting to get convinced that there was something more than the narrow way that they saw things. Ever since that day, I've been convinced that God's Word has a power that my words don't have. I could have come up with my logic, my reasoning, my perspective, and so forth. But I saw the Word of God. Even for people who didn't believe in it, there was a power at work there to change minds, to change hearts, to change lives. That's why we work real hard here at church to make the Bible central to our worship. I've been to quite a few worship services where the Bible barely gets read. And when it does get read, it's read rather quickly, kind of like going to get it over with, almost glibly. And that bothers me, because the Word is so powerful. We need to have it at the center of our worship and have it at the center of our devotion, and not read it glibly.